This week on Two Bears, One Cave.
You know, that's the number one thing Googled about me is Bert Kreischer liver drainage.
Yeah.
And feathers go everywhere. Every black guy looks jacked. Yeah. Every fucking black guy looks jacked. 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a three-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hey guys, brand new episode of Two Bears, One Cave, right into this camera. With the two skinniest comics in town.
Easily.
Start with it. Go ahead and say it. You said it earlier and it means a lot to me.
You look great. You look different. It's good.
So when you were critiquing, when you would see me and you go, ooh, like you weren't saying it as a dick, you were saying that as a friend.
1000%.
I found that out.
Do you know which one like also threw me off so crazy?
What?
When I was here a while ago and I was like, hey man, what are we going to do about this?
Yeah.
And you were like, oh, I think I look great.
I do.
And then Leanne was like, I think he looks great too. I was like, what the fuck are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
It's hard to know how far you are in the weeds until you start walking.
Yep. But it's a notable change.
It's a notable change.
And it's quick. Yeah, yeah. I knew you could do it quick. It's
crazy.
That's
the problem with the problem is, and that's one of my biggest problems, that I used to be, my recovery was so quick that I was like, I'll just stop drinking next week, drop 12 pounds. I just been off booze and eating keto as fuck,
and continuing to work out
like crazy, working out like absolute fucking lunatic. I worked out with Jake Johnson. You know Jake Johnson? He's from New Girl. He lives in the Minx. He was in fucking The Mummy with Tom Cruise. He's been in everything.
Okay.
He's like and so he worked out with me yesterday. It's so funny. I go, when was the last time you were at the doctor? He goes, I've never fucking gone. He's like 48.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is how people have heart attacks.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. How was the workout with him?
It was awesome. I love it, dude. Working out sober is totally fucking different. It's a game changer.
I've never heard someone say that.
Like when you work out hungover, you are consistently like, I'm going to throw up. Mm-hmm. This sucks. This really sucks. When you're like I haven't been drinking for like a month now, I think. And by the way, it's not even sober October. Here's the big difference, Tom, is that I am doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for Joe. I'm not doing it for the fans to mock me.
This is a huge breakthrough, man.
Dude, it is so different when you quit drinking for a bet.
Yeah.
Like it is.
Just for yourself.
I got on a plane. I had to go to a disc. Shout out to DGLO. I went to a disc golf Great Lake Open. And I didn't want to drink, right? So I didn't want it because I was losing weight and I was feeling good. I was feeling very clear in my head. I got on the plane. And there's the instinct when they go around and they go, do you want to drink? There's this instinct, like a trigger pull, where I go, oh, fuck no. But then I got in the air and I didn't have any anxiety on takeoff. And I was just like, I'll just listen to a podcast. And then I didn't drink. And on the flight home, I was like, dude, I got like 3 days on the road under my belt. I'm easy to get home. I'm just going home.
Just going home.
It's crazy. And you know what I felt? Intrinsic value.
Really?
It's my new word.
Intrinsic?
Am I saying it right?
Intrinsic.
And you got it.
Yeah.
I got that.
Really?
It's when you feel worth that you earned because you did something good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
So this is a big week for you.
It was it's been a big month.
And the spray tan's incredible. The
fucking spray tan's sick, right?
It's amazing. It looks like you just got off a boat, dude.
Look how dark my hands are.
I know. I'm seeing this.
You still haven't gotten spray tanned.
I still haven't gotten spray tanned.
You don't even get regular tanned.
If I spend like I was spending time at the beach, I get it, but I also I have very like high fear of sunburn. So I douse myself. I mean, I go like SPF
really?
50 or more, and I don't fuck around because I'm scared of it.
Oh, I'm not scared of it. I've been burned my whole life.
Well, I've been burned and I hate it so much that I always like just, and I have fair skin. So I get scared. I'm going to get like, not just burned, but I'm going to get pre-skin cancer and all that shit.
I'm not a sunscreen guy.
Jesus.
I've never really been a sunscreen guy my whole life. I'm telling you now though, spray tans are the fucking move.
So you went, when did you go?
I got like a spray, I got spray tan with Young Gravy.
What?
The musician, uh-huh. Young Gravy. And
you guys went together?
No, I had them come here. And then,
What?
I don't know. We become friends.
And
he's so much younger than me and he fucks so much.
Yeah.
And I just hear his stories and I live vicariously through him.
Yeah.
He has the coolest fucking life in the world.
And he got a spray tan with you?
Yeah. And he's like me, he FaceTimes. Mm-hmm. So like all of a sudden he's FaceTiming and he's like, yo, what's up? And I'm like, nothing. What are you doing? It's like, he's like, you want to go get fucking sushi? And I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He's awesome, dude.
And you got spray tan together.
We got spray tan together. Me, him, and Trevor Wallace got spray tan together. Trevor Wallace looked fucking awesome. That guy's pink.
Yeah.
He has got really pink nipples.
Yeah.
So we got him spray tan, and I feel fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Push should get a spray tan. She looks great tan.
Yeah, she's done it before.
Oh, she has?
She has done it before. She didn't do it this week or anything, but she's done it before. I'll bring it up again. Maybe we'll go get spray tan.
Dude, I got the girl.
Yeah?
She's awesome, dude.
Here?
She's here. She comes out to you.
She comes to you?
She comes to you. Does it at your house. Does it right before bedtime. Hits you up. You go to sleep. I'm being dead honest. I know this sounds like a joke. Right now, you and your chick are going on vacation. Get a spray tan before you go. That way you don't have to worry about trying to get
chasing
the sun.
Yeah,
you go down with a tan, you feel great about yourself. A tan makes you, it sucks out all your flaws.
You think that's how black people feel all the time?
Dude, it's why black people are so jacked.
Yeah,
when you see Corey Henry, he's gonna stop by. Every black guy looks jacked. Yeah. Every fucking black guy looks jacked. Yeah. It's just their skin.
They're just, yeah, melanin.
It's just perfect. It's just, dude, I'm really attracted to dark, dark black chicks.
Yeah?
Like dark.
Yeah.
Like dark.
How dark?
Have you ever seen the negative paint they make?
Yeah.
That dark.
That dark.
Yeah.
So you want like East African.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Namibian.
Sierra Leone.
I don't want a conflict dark.
Yeah. Very dark.
Which
animal do you think could kill you, but you're also capable of killing? You know what I mean? Like if you go up the list, like you can kill a dog. Right?
I could kill a dog before it killed me. Yeah.
Right. And then, like, what's the next? Like, could you kill a fox?
Yeah, I could kill a fox before a fox killed me. Cat, I'm guessing I could kill before it killed me. I get fucked up pretty bad.
A house cat?
House cats are tough, dude.
Yeah, they're tough.
You ever got a cat out of a tree and they fuck you up and then they grab onto your sweatpants and they're like,
I lived with somebody who had a cat that would fuck me up sometimes.
I could kill a snake before it killed me.
What kind of snake? A deadly snake?
Fuck, I don't know. I could kill a snake before it killed me. I've killed snakes before.
My boys caught a copperhead the other day.
Oh, I'll start this over.
Yeah.
Your boys?
So my boys, who are 5 and 7, my nephew's visiting, who's 11, and he's like a Florida kid, right? He's fishes all day.
Fucking.
I know. So he's
Florida
like,
kids are so broken. So broken. They're raised with so much trauma inherently in their life because we have so many predators in Florida. We've got alligators. We've got crocodiles. We've got poisonous snakes. We have crocodiles, like little tiny ones.
We have gators.
We have little baby crocs.
Okay.
Like little caiman crocs.
Okay.
We've got sharks.
Yeah.
We've got jellyfish. We've got lightning. We've got tornadoes. We've got hurricanes.
The oppressive heat.
We've got, Florida has so many, it's second most dangerous place in the world to Australia. Australian kids are fucking lunatics.
Yeah, yeah.
You cannot go toe-to-toe with an Australian kid. You get a German kid and Australian kid head-to-head, German kid loses every fucking time. Every fucking time.
Aussies are a different
level. What's the softest state in this country? No, we're going to go back to the animals. The softest state making the softest children based on predators and natural disasters. Google it. What's the safest state in this country? It's got to be like Vermont.
Vermont's pretty safe. You have cold, you have winter.
Because you don't get mistaken. You have LA boys. They're Texas boys night right now.
Yeah.
But they got LA grooming.
Pretty young though.
They caught a fucking copperhead. Those are only LA boys go. I bet we can get that.
Wyoming. There's no crime. Oh. You got like some cowboys there, but I wouldn't call them soft.
No, Wyoming's not soft, because they have, you got to learn how to ride a horse to get to school and stuff.
Yeah.
Connecticut. I bet Connecticut's soft. Virginia? They got hills. Okay, keep going. You were saying the boys caught a copperhead.
Rhode Island. That's the softest.
Rhode Island.
Yeah.
You put your two boys versus two Rhode Island boys. No, they'll take them every day.
Every day.
You put your nephew, the 11-year-old Floridian, Florida kid,
yeah,
against any, I would say any Florida kid could take any.
So the Florida kid, my nephew, he pulls up. He goes, oh, we got a, I forget the name of the fish. What's the name of, what's like a river fish?
A bass?
No.
A brim?
A gar? Gray gill or something like
that. Bluegill.
Bluegill. He's like, oh, we got a bluegill. And I was like,
wait, where are you in this?
I'm like.
No, wait, what state?
We're in Austin.
Okay.
So I'm like.
Are these fishing in your backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Let's take this all to the beginning. Are your kids like, what the fuck are you doing?
No, they've gone fishing too.
Okay.
And Ellis really likes it and he'll catch fish. But this 11-year-old is like on like the, does like fishing tournaments. So he shows up.
Oh, he's checking pH balances. He's 11. Balances.
Yeah. He's just like, psh, and he's leaving lines. He's like, I'll leave this line here, hooks it up to this. He's 11 years old. He's like three rods.
Sister's going, kid?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so then he's like, oh, we got something here. He's like, pulls out. He's like, this is a pretty good bluegill. Here's what I'll do. I'll just use this as bait. And he slices it up like right in front of me. I'm like, and he goes, he's like, we'll get a good catfish with this. Says that. We'll get a good catfish with this. And I was like, okay. So he fucking uses it as bait, drops line. A few minutes later, he's like, yep, what did I tell you? Pulls out a catfish like this, right? Pulls, and I was like, Jesus Christ, man. He's like, this is a good one. And then he's like, the boys are like, are we going to eat that? And he's like, nah, we'll just release it. He like throws it back in. They keep pulling up fish. I go up to the house and then I hear Christina's like, oh boy. I go, what? They're like, they put fish in the pool. I go, get the fuck out of here. So they got, they caught a fish and they threw it in the pool. And then I wake up, then I go to bed, and he's like checking his lines in the evening. He's like, I have a few lines I dropped. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Who is this, Huck Finn?
I know. I'm like, dude, and he's got like, you know, he's blonde, and he's got like curly like neck length. He's like a real Florida kid.
He's like baby Theo.
Yeah, yeah. So then he goes, I get up in the morning, and they're like, I forgot who said it first. They're like, they got a copperhead. I go, excuse me? And I run down. I go, what the fuck's going on? And he goes, don't worry. He goes, we got a copperhead, but I put it in the cooler and I put the cooler on the trampoline. And I go, what? Why? He goes, I secured the premises. And I go, dude, you cannot, how did you, when they said caught a copperhead, I thought they meant like grabbed it by the back of the head, yeah, like catch a snake. I was like, are you out of your fucking mind? That's a poisonous snake. And he's like, no, it swallowed my line whole. So I just cut the line into the cooler and like left it in the cooler, and then I put that cooler on the trampoline so nobody could get to it. I was like, thank you very much, but you could leave the copperheads alone.
Sweet, what happened to the copperhead?
I don't know. I think we threw the cooler in the river.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Dude, there's not enough of those boys.
No, he's rad.
Can I tell you that, I don't want to get political, but that's what's going wrong in our country. You know, there's that boy is inside every man.
Yeah.
It's just, this country hasn't allowed people the opportunity to grow. Like there's, I can't really say it because it's going to sound, it'll make it sound like I give a shit about politics.
Yeah.
But there's a documentary going, or a podcast going around right now about a big hot button topic issue.
Yeah.
And I think I texted you about this.
Yeah.
And all.
Did you listen to it?
I did.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. It's all the LA liberals are coming out and like low key saying how much they like it. But they can't say it because they'll get in trouble.
Because they're scared. Yeah.
And so I was like, well, I got to listen to it. Now these people are saying they like it. But that's what's wrong is like there's something to be said for like these fucking alpha boys. I remember there was a kid I might have told you a story before. I was chaperoning a field trip to whatever, fucking the observatory.
Yeah.
And it was first grade. And I was chaperoning, and they put me with all the boys. I said, oh, I have a girl. I can't raise boys. Like, I guess it with the girls. I'm like, no, dad's with the girls, which is archaic thinking. But regardless, these woke parents are like, you go with the boys, you have a penis, you'll be with the boys.
Yeah.
So I go with the boys. I don't have boys, so I don't know how to, you know this, I only know how to fuck with boys.
Yeah, with girls.
No. I don't know how to raise a boy. I only know how to fuck with him as like a friend.
Oh, I got you.
And so I can take care of girls. I know girls. I know that energy. But I don't know boy energy other than to challenge it.
Yeah.
So this boy says to me, I bet I can hit that bird with this stick. And I was like, you can't. It was pretty far. It was under a tree. We were under a tree. The bird was out in the thing. I go, you can't. And he goes, yes, I can. I said, I bet you can't. And he goes, okay. And from like 15 yards, which is kind of far, he fucking tomahawks this bird just. And feathers go everywhere. I'm like, fucking holy shit. I'm so impressed that this kid did it. And he just looks at me like, you doubted me? And then all the moms lose their shit. The girls are crying. They come over. They grab this kid. They put him in timeout. And they're like, you are not allowed to go on the tour. And in my head.
He bet me.
I'm like, shut your fucking mouth. All right, don't edit his name out. I've seen the kid since. Crazy enough.
Yeah.
Part of me was like, if this was 100 years ago, he'd be our leader. Mm. I'd be like, I'll give you one of my daughters. Please get her pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this society, we're like, whoa, you just killed a fucking bird?
Yeah.
And then, you know, then.
That's what boys want to do. They want to destroy things and break things and kill things.
And that's also how you test yourself as a man. Have you ever killed a small animal as a child?
Yeah.
I shot a frog one time.
Yeah.
And it broke my heart.
Yeah, lizard, squirrel. Yeah, with BB guns.
Yeah, with BB guns.
Birds.
I shot a rat as an adult and it fucked me up.
No, a rat I could get into.
It was crossing our cable line over to our house, and I was at our old house, and I was drinking with a pellet gun, and I just went, and it fell into our bougainvillea, and I could hear it whining, and I couldn't find it. So I just heard it.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who's a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com. Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Yeah, that sucks, but I hate rats.
I fucking hate rats. We have one loose in our house right now because our cat died. Our cat used to catch rats, mice, and now they're running amok because the cat's gone. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
Yeah.
And they broke into my fucking backpack.
When I lived in Silver Lake, we had rats the size of dogs, like on the power lines.
Oh.
So big over there. And I was freaked out. Like I hated it. I would see them. I'd go in the back patio. You'd see them crossing power lines. And I was like, motherfucker. And so I was working as like a site rep at this location.
Yeah.
And I saw the like the maintenance guys. I'm like, and they have all the shit out for rats at the building. I go, do you have anything I can take home? And they're like, yeah. They go, get this right here. And it was this big like tray with this super sticky shit in it, you know? And so what happens is they get stuck in it, and then they can't move.
Yeah.
And they can't, their momentum just gets stopped, their heart rate slows, and they just die in these things. So he's like, put some peanut butter right here. I go, all right. So I lay this thing out. The next day, the peanut butter is eaten. The tray is flipped over and it's shit on. So like some gangster rat was like, you think I'm going to fuck
over
it?
Yeah. His paw.
Grabbed it, flips it over and shits on it. I was like, okay. I set traps though, like the actual, like the neck snap traps. Yeah. Like I caught a couple, but I love seeing a dead rat. Like
I don't mind seeing a dead rat now, but killing it, it bothered me. I don't know if I could kill an animal. We should do that with Rogan. Let's go hunting with Rogan one time. Would you?
I would go hunting, yeah.
I'd go bow hunting.
Are you pretty? I know you're a good shot.
But I grew up shooting bows and arrows. Not, but like in Florida, just the way you do in Florida.
Yeah, not like the archery.
I'm a pretty good shot. I'm a pretty good, and like I understand the concept of a compound bow. I couldn't do what Joe does, but I would love to. I don't want to shoot a gun at something.
You couldn't do what he does at, like, what way?
Where he fucking hikes 9 days into the woods.
Oh, that's what he wants to, that's what he's going to
do. I just want to go into like his backyard or something.
And shoot something there?
Like something in Texas where they have them set up and they're kind of held there.
Yeah. I know a guy that he would go, he's like, I'm going hunting. And he would hunt on a tree post at a feeding stand. So like the animals are just coming to eat food that is dispensed for them. He's like, shoot them there. I was like, that's not
It's like catching
hunting.
Homeless people to 7-Eleven.
Yeah. It was totally ridiculous. I was like, that's not hunting.
Love hunting.
No, but I went out on a hunting buggy in Florida.
Oh.
Once, and we had like these, what is it, 278 rifles?
Yeah.
Hog hunting.
Okay. I could go hog hunting.
That's kind of.
I could go hog hunting.
Yeah.
With a gun?
Yeah, with a gun.
I want to get a machine gun, though. Just.
They used to take, like, in Florida when I was a kid in high school, they would take like semi-automatics and go raccoon hunting.
Let's
just
do
light
that.
Light up raccoons.
Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's do, because we haven't done a live podcast in a while.
Yeah.
Let's set up a live podcast. Not this, like, let's set up a live podcast.
Okay. In Florida, you're saying?
No. We got to do it in Austin because I think it's the easiest to do it in Austin.
Okay.
But let's set up, but let's do activities like that, like go hog hunting in Florida.
And then like,
and we'll put it as one of the as a episode, as a segment inside it.
I would love to go hog hunting again.
Let's do it, because we haven't done a live podcast in forever, and those were fun as fucking
shit.
Those
were super fun.
We'll get hammered. We'll get fucking hammered, and we'll go hog hunting. I would love to go hog hunting. I tell you what I really enjoyed was spear fishing.
Yeah,
that was fun as fuck. Can I light the cigar? Is that going to kill you?
No, it's fine.
Okay. Oh my god! I want you to smell this. So I've gotten really into weed.
Okay.
Okay? Smell this weed and tell me if that doesn't smell like no weed you've ever smelled before.
Okay.
It's called White Thorn Rose.
Let's see. This looks like it's powerful.
Just smell it. It smells and it tastes so good.
Yeah, it smells nice.
It smells beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. You can't find it anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I got that
is
given
this,
to me.
Night-night or just walk around?
No, it's walk around. Fun. It's actually,
fun time
to be
weed?
Dead honest with you, it is not that strong, but it's like actually, in my opinion, the perfect buzz.
Okay.
Like almost like a Xanax, like but a little uplifted Xanax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uplifted Xanax.
I've been smoking a lot of weed.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you are not drinking at all.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. What were you going to say?
Let's go back to the animals you think you could kill.
Okay. Oh, good call.
So, because there's, okay, you have to eliminate certain things.
Sharks? I can't kill a shark.
Rhino?
I can't kill a rhino.
Hippo?
We're
elephant?
Talking bare hands.
Yeah. Elephant? No.
Elephant, no.
Big cats? No, no fucking way.
Mountain lion? No. I don't know. No. See, the problem, I think the biggest cat I could kill is like a Savannah cat. Is I could probably kill one of those.
Savannah cat?
Have you ever seen them?
Uh-uh.
Pull up Savannah cat, can you? They're fucking amazing. I want to get one because we have this rat problem, but Leanne won't let me get one. She wants to take our outside cat. Leanne stole a cat. Did I ever tell you that?
No.
Dude, they're fucking badass and they're big as fuck. Look at Mary Lynn Rice Cub has one.
One of these?
Yeah. You ever seen Mary Lynn's? They're fucking
huge.
That
looks pretty big, dude.
Dude, they're the size of this table. Put a Mary Lynn Rice Cub cat.
That's what she has?
Yeah. It's a fucking, it's like a wild cat. They're like part.
But they're domesticated?
Like kind of domesticated.
What's like kind of?
Like they have an F1 through F5.
Is what?
Size? Is how domesticated they are.
Oh.
So she, I think, has like an F4. But look at the head on that thing.
Yeah.
And this you thing. You can get an F5. Type in Savannah cat. Just and look how big they are. Savannah cat. And then just type it in. And then just look at the images. And like, look at how big that one is.
Well, yeah, look, I'm looking
look
at that
fucking thing.
That's huge,
dude. Porn stars get them.
Really? Like,
look, there we go. So, can you zoom in on that one picture?
Porn stars get them.
Yeah.
What is this here?
It's 23 pounds.
Okay. Savannah cat is important to many.
The number one, down to the number five.
So that's a regular house cat right there.
Yeah, you want to get the number one Savannah cat, average size. 18 inches, average weight, 23 pounds. And they're fucking...
But you can get one that's enormous.
You can get San Diego's big on them. They got a lot in San Diego. There's certain states you can't have
them
in.
What's the deal with one of these? Like, what is it?
They're fucking wild.
It's a wild... It looks like a...
It's technically a wild cat. There's a lot of states you can't own them in because... Look at how big that one is!
Jesus.
Look at how fucking big that fucking cat is.
And they're expensive, it says.
Oh, they're very expensive. Like, if I were you, I'd get one for Texas to have in your backyard and just fucking meow, kill all those copperheads. Look at how fucking big that cat is. You got to be willing to have a wild animal in your house a little bit. Look at that. Fucking look at that
Jesus.
Thing.
Jesus. And they are they like hunters? Are they out there hunting?
Oh, yeah. Like, you, first of all, they jump like 15 feet, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to... You've got to let it go outside, but realize when you let it go outside, if it goes into your neighbor's yard, they're going to fucking shoot it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone thinks it's a wild fucking cat. They are.
Yeah, they think a leopard escaped the zoo or something.
I want one of those so bad, but you can't control it. If it decides to get in bed with you, there's no like, hey, get over on the couch.
No.
It's like, meow. Yeah, I would like one of those. Same way like Slash Head.
Why don't you get one of these?
Liam won't let me.
How come?
So we have two cats at our house. Isla has a cat that's never left her fucking room, practically.
Seriously?
Well, kind of. It lives in a room pretty much 100% of the time.
Lives in Isla's room?
Well, because Isla lives in a room. So yeah, so they live in a room together. They're like fucking weird roommates. And Frankie. And then...
How's Isla?
We're going to Metallica tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
That's cool.
She fucking met the bass player for Five Finger Death Punch at a Fully Loaded concert. And was like... Hit me up like, duh. I was just fucking Isla. I was just talking to Big J. Five Finger Death Punch is coming to SoFi. We should go. And I was like, okay. So I looked and I was like, yo, they're opening for Metallica. She's like, what? So she's like, can we go? And so I bought tickets for Friday and Sunday.
You're going to both?
Yeah, she is. We're going tonight with her and then she's taking seven friends Sunday.
You know it's going to be a totally different show, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're doing totally.
I was going to go both. And then she said to me on the DL, we're in the sauna. She goes, would it hurt your feelings if I didn't want you to come on Sunday? And I said, why? She goes, well, I just have like, it's more like a different friend group. And I just want to be able to be myself. And I was like, really? And she goes, and I don't want to have to explain like why you're getting stopped. And I was like, oh, because if we go somewhere, then it's a lot of like me stopping to take pictures. And then she doesn't want that to be the
that energy. Yeah, yeah.
She
didn't
know
it.
Like she kind of knows a couple of the girls, like they're not like super close, and so she doesn't want to have to defend me or my existence.
And they're like, what the fuck's up with this?
Yeah, yeah. Why was everyone taking pictures? And so and then I was like, yeah, cool, just so you know, you don't go backstage. She was like, huh? And she's like, wait, I'll text Big J. And I was like, no, you text Big J. Fuck you. You want to meet Five Finger Death Punch? Fucking Bert's, the fucking paycheck's got to show up. You think you want to meet Metallica? You think they're going to bring, this is Bert's, who the fuck's Bert? To take the shirt off. Okay. I got recognized by a homeless person the other day.
That feels good.
Fucking caught me off guard. I've said it a couple times though, but he goes, I thought I was getting robbed because we were at Gelson's. I was at Gelson's. And I was putting my bags in the back of my car. He started making a beeline to me, and he's like, hey, the animal.
The animal.
I was like, no. He's like, the fucking, the machine. And I go, yeah. He was like, dude, is this your Gelson's? And I was like, it used to be. I used to live across the street. And then I was like, I just come here for their sea bass. And he was like, yeah, I don't know anything about that. He's like, you got some money? And I was like, here's $100. Any homeless
guy. You gave him $100?
Yeah, if you recognize me and you're homeless, you're going to get fucking paid out.
Okay. That's because he recognized
yeah,
you.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I wasn't giving him $100 for walking into a parking
lot. I didn't know. I was like, wow, that's very generous.
If you're a bartender and you recognize me, you get tipped. Easily you get $100 no matter what.
Have you been doing a lot of charitable donations lately?
No. I don't think any. Oh, no, I take that back. Fucking Hawaii.
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing, I did.
But?
I don't know.
You don't believe there were real fires
there? No. No, this sounds shitty.
Okay.
But like, so I started GoFunding
locals?
Some locals.
Yeah.
I just haven't heard back from anybody. Like, I don't know. I included my name on the GoFundMe, you know, so my name comes up to, and I was just found out how much the most person did, and then I went above that, and then I just said my name was on top. Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. A couple of them I followed on Instagram, and.
Because it's almost like you're doing this because you want the recognition. It's
almost like, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh, do you do anonymous on your GoFundMe? No.
Actually, I have.
Oh, for real?
I have, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
But why? But you could also just not give and they go, oh, that was me.
Yeah, you could. You could. No. But I've also done, I mean, I've done anonymous and I have done like.
I definitely do. Like if it's a comic with a GoFundMe, my name's on there. I always do whatever the highest is. Any GoFundMe, I go the highest, right?
Yeah.
Especially if I was drinking, I'd do that all the time. There's a couple babies I paid for in vitro for.
Really?
Yeah, a few. I got really into that for a period of time because it was like, because people were shitting on them.
I've gotten messages from people who are like, hey, man, you don't know me, but could use a help right now. And they're like, just, it's not a good time. If you feel like sending me money, I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, can I tell
you? It's so crazy.
Well, you get Venmo requests. Have you gotten Venmo requests?
Yeah. Yeah.
You get actual fucking Venmo requests that are like, yo, hang on. I get them all the time. Yo, Burke, I have $10,000.
That's so crazy.
And I'm like, you've got to be out of your fucking mind. Venmo. Look at this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hector asked for 80. I have a lot of them. Hector asked for $85. Christina asked for 20. Pablo asked for 450.
Just requests.
Peter asked for 200. Mike asked for 25. Mike sent a reminder that he wants 25. Lauren Epperson wanted 750. Benjamin Boyle wanted 1,000.
Okay.
Pablo again wants $450. Someone tried to sign in from a new device. Pablo again said, let's see why. $450. Pablo Guerrero, because I'm awesome.
Cool.
I have, look at this. This is all Venmo requests.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
This is all Venmo. Look at Tom.
No,
Tom,
it's endless.
It's endless.
I know. I've gotten those. I've gotten the, just a message from someone who's like, hey man, just let you know, not a good week right now. If you feel like sending me stuff, I'm like, what? And then their page is just, you know, he's at like, Six Flags or something with his. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? No, but the Hawaii thing, I donate to that.
Yeah, you donate a lot. You did a big like.
Yeah, so we.
You donate differently though. Like you do. You come up with an idea. That and then worked you out. Raise
we,
money.
We raised. So we donated all the profit, which
How
was
much?
The
oh, profit. You can edit it.
No, it's fine. The profit was $37,000 and change, and then I matched it. So we donated it. $75,000.
But where does it go? Here's my problem, and I mean this candidly, and I say this to anyone who's starting a GoFundMe or a fucking thing, is that I just need to be very clear with where my money's going, because I see and I know there's sharks out there that once they see that, they go real quick, set up a, like, there's dudes. Oh,
always, yeah. This one was vetted.
That's why I was GoFundMe people, because, like, it would be shared through a surfer that I knew.
Yeah.
You know, his family needs help, and I just.
This one was like the, I forgot how to say it. I'm a Howley. I don't know what I'm saying, but it was the Kaolo Ohani Fund, something like that. And then then they do a donation match organization. So it's actually the 75 is 150 is worth 150,000 because there are.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what is what? Here's my question. You know, I was high as shit and I DM'd The Rock.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, if you're doing anything for Hawaii, let me know. I'd love to help out. Like, thinking he's putting together like a show or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then immediately I was like, oh, I bet if he needs a comedian, he'll get Kevin Hart.
He'll probably reach out to Kev. But Kev just tore his abductors.
What?
He tore his abdominal, like his abductors and everything, doing a 40-yard dash.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You can do that?
He's in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's fucked up.
How the fuck did he do? There's got to be video of him doing it, right?
There probably is, but there's a better thing to watch is him, yeah, in that video. It's probably on his Instagram. Yeah, that video. I think it's on his Instagram where he just tells you how he did it. But I got tagged in it like 400,000 times because they're like, oh, someone's joining your club. It's, yeah, that far right video there. Yeah. Can you hear this or no? Oh, you
got
to use that.
Yeah, we got headsets.
Well,
is he a Muslim?
Yep.
You know it's going to be bad. Anytime somebody starts off by saying, well, it's bad. Ladies and gentlemen, the age 40 is real. To all my men, women out there that are 40 years old and above, it's not a game. Respect that age. Respect that age. Or that age will make you respect it. I was just forced to respect it. This is just a public service announcement because I know people may see me out. And I don't want you to be alarmed, but I'm in a wheelchair. Yeah. I'm in a wheelchair. Why? Well, because I tried to jump out there and do some young stuff. Tried to go out there and do some young man stuff, and I was told to sit my ass down. Shouts out to Stephen Wiley. I'm gonna go to put this story out there before you do. Me and Stephen, we got into a little debate. This debate was based off of who was faster. Those that know me know I'm pretty fast. Stephen said, Kev, ain't no way you're gonna beat me. Stephen is an ex-NFL running back, played for the New England Patriots. Very good guy.
What the fuck was he thinking?
You can bet it. He said bet. I said bet. We get out there. We go run the 40-yard dash. 40-yard dash. Guys, I blew all my shit. Tore my lower abdomen. My abductors are torn. I don't even know what that is, but I tore them. I tore those two. I can't walk.
Yeah. You can't walk.
You can't walk.
Sit my ass down.
All right.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That
I know
is fucking not good.
I know. It sucks.
He can't fucking walk.
So he's probably, I mean, that's just that type of thing you're just going to like rest to recover from, you know? But yeah, like you go, you know, the adrenaline of probably racing that dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're racing an NFL, former NFL running back on a 40-yard dash. It's crazy.
That's
and he's 44.
Kevin Hart's 44.
And he's very fit.
Are you older than Kevin Hart?
We're born the same year.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Wow. Kevin fucking Hart tore his abductor. That's yeah. We were doing bench the other day and I was not paying attention and I left. I forgot to remove weight from one side.
Oh, so.
And I fucking felt a twinge in my tit and yeah. I was like, ooh. And so I haven't been doing bench because I was like, it's not worth getting hurt.
It's definitely not worth getting hurt.
It's not worth
getting
hurt.
The thing that most people get hurt with bench is they go heavier on their shoulders.
Yeah. Oh. I have pretty fucking amazing shoulders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have pretty, especially with the spray tan. Dude, you're going to look, when you get spray tanned, you're going to look at your biceps and go, because you have like ripped biceps.
Just
you're
like,
going to be like, fuck.
Get tan all the time.
I wouldn't be shocked if you just did your arms like long gloves.
You think you could kill a deer with your hands?
No.
I think like an upset
deer. Choke it out, like if I got on the back and choke it out? No.
Yeah.
I think I could kill, so dog, yes. Probably not Great Dane, though.
What about pit bull? Like a fired up pit bull?
I think I could.
You do?
Yeah. I think I'd take a pit bull. I think I could take. I bet I could kill a pig.
Oh yeah, pigs. But I mean, a wild boar.
I could kill a wild boar.
You think so? With your hands?
I think I'd have to fight back. I think my adrenaline. Once I got in the moment, my adrenaline would take over.
Yeah.
And I'd fucking kill a boar. I could kill.
That might be the most impressive one if you can kill it
with your bare hands. I bet you could. I bet you definitely could. Go head to head with a boar. You just fucking adrenaline kicks over, and then all of a sudden you're in game mode, just choking out a fucking boar.
You see that? It's not the same thing, obviously. That bull. At that carnival of the rodeo thing where there's like four people standing around and the bull just walks out of the gate, just like faces the woman.
And it's women, right?
It's one woman and it just runs towards the woman and she just stands there.
Yeah.
And it hits her into fucking next week.
Yeah.
And then she just lays there like this. I'm like, is she dead? I don't know if she's dead. Have you seen, can you find that video?
It's called Circle of Death or something.
It's so insane.
I've seen them do that, and the theory is you got to stand your ground. No, what is this?
Just like no. So this is a bull. So it's a yeah.
Bull.
Bull hits woman. Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh. I'm like, I want to.
She gets knocked unconscious.
I
want to
find out the fuck. Oh, this is a different angle. I haven't seen this angle, bro. They're just like, oh my god. Oh, there's another person.
Just wow. Oh, wow. It's just,
but if you find the go back to the bro, find the go to the other angle because that's from the audience. I haven't seen that angle before. There's more. Maybe this one where you can see it like really.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Who thinks that this is going to end well?
Rednecks.
Bro, but that's the one. The one that she played, but from a different angle, you kind of really see that the bull just locks it and this person doesn't move. I want to know the follow-up. Like, how is that person...
Oh, they're really messed up.
They have to be.
They're really messed up.
Like that.
There. Go to that one.
That's it. That is it, actually. Yeah, that's the angle I was talking about. She's okay?
No. Redneck women are resilient.
Bro.
I bet Leanne could take a bull.
This bull's just like, how about?
Why?
But does it say what that's from? Like, can you see what it's from? Like, where it was or no?
I saw a video.
Those are such reminders, though, of what an animal can do to you.
I saw a video the other day of a guy that said, he's like, all right, going on my bike ride. None of my mates. It's best go well. And there's a disclaimer. Don't ever ride your bike without your buddies. And he just goes maybe 10 seconds and misses the ramp and gets fucking flung off. And then it's a shot of him unconscious just going in a river. Dude, that shit. Have you seen the one of the guys on the jet ski where the guys, they're like hitting waves. They're like, yeah, wow, that's a big one. And then the guy goes, whoa, look at him. And then he drives over and he's like, oh, fuck. And the guy's unconscious, upside down in the water, and he just split his chin open. Dude, that's the thing is tragedy is always a second away from you.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. And that's the thing that keeps me up at night where you go, 1 second you're cutting your toenails on your glass coffee table. Next thing you know, you're bleeding out of your fucking thigh.
Yeah.
And you're fucking dying.
Yeah.
I don't want to go out like that.
How do you want to go out?
I've been thinking about this a lot. I kind of want to go out instantaneously. Like airplane crash, because I think this isn't going to happen.
Right.
Like airplane crash wouldn't be bad. I don't want to get shot because then you're like, what the fuck was that? Oh, wait. Oh.
But if you get shot in the head or something.
From behind.
Yeah.
Like where you don't even see it. You're like, shut up. Is there someone behind?
Like Goodfellas.
Yeah.
And they got Pesci.
I don't want to get stabbed.
What the? Yeah.
I think attacked by a shark would be pretty badass. Like a good way to go because you're like, here we go. And then you think you could fight it off for a second. And then there's a second where you're like, fuck it, I'm just going to go inside him.
Yeah.
Like I want to end this. I want to end this quick.
Is she? Okay. Yeah. Bro, look at this.
Last one. Right. Look at that.
That follow up's like, she's okay. It's like, really?
Get out of the arena.
Get out of the arena. They're like, this was a bad idea.
Call for our
Everyone leave.
Do you think Bill Cosby watches that video and he's like, God, no one's going to do anything to her? She's fucking right. Look at that. She got knocked unconscious from whiplash.
Bro.
Because her head didn't hit anything. So she got hit, knocked unconscious from her brain shaking in her head.
We have to find out what is the aftermath of this. Like, I'm
I thought we could find that woman.
I know. I'm so curious to, like, what that damage is like. Because if you tell me, whoa, she died, I believe you.
Yeah.
If you tell me she's, like, not able to speak again, I believe you. It's almost, like, unbelievable if she actually is. No. Like, I just... It was just a bit of a little bump. Whew. Ring of fire.
Cowboy poker. Woman struck by... Oh, yeah. That was it.
No, this might be a different
thing. That's probably a different one.
Yeah, it's a different one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, thank you. I don't fuck with bulls. Once I got mauled by a bull, I was like,
yeah.
I got mauled by a bull.
Hurt Bert.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Did it hit you
in
your side?
Hit me in the side, broke my ribs, stepped on my foot, broke my foot. And then I tried to get out. I was like, how do I get out of here? And I went right to the one thing they say, they go, don't go to the fence. I went right to the fucking fence. And I was like, and then it hit past by me, like missed me by seconds. I think of how many stupid fucking things I did that I almost didn't die, but I almost died, but I didn't die in. And then I think about my career now and I go, why didn't I just focus on stand-up?
Yeah.
Like, what was it about me that needed to accept jobs that were dangerous as fucking shit?
Because it felt like, it didn't just feel like it was some
stability. It's low self-esteem.
No, but it was some stability.
Yeah.
And it was at the time more money, like you had a regular check coming in, more than you could make doing stand-up at the time.
Yeah, more than I could make doing stand-up, but you never took those jobs.
I don't think I was offered those jobs.
But would you have taken them?
Depends on like the year and the time it was happening, you know?
Yeah.
There's certain times I probably would have jumped on that. And then there's times that you go, oh no.
Do you feel that when you're racing? Do you get nervous and scared when you're racing the car?
Yeah, sometimes.
And do you have the ability... Do you have the ability to ignore the pussy muscle and just fucking go for it?
Well, that's the thing, is you get more confident the more you do it. So even like when your first lap is usually like really slow, not really slow, but relatively. Yeah. And then what happens is the more you drive in a certain car, you get to know the capabilities and you start figuring out how far you can push it. So, you know, once you've done a few and you're like, oh, I'm riding this thing at like a 6, I could take it up to a 10 right now for this turn, but you don't know that right away. But yeah, you have butterflies. And... But,
okay. So you've hung out with, I'm curious because I feel like now that I haven't been drinking, when I hang out with certain people, I'm noticing different things that I like, I'm a little more present. When you've always been sober, when you hang out with Daniel Ricciardo, is there a part of him where you sense the fucking lunatic that has to reside inside him?
A little bit, yeah.
Like, what does he do where he's like, when he's like, just eating sushi, he's like, just use your fingers, man. Or like,
I think it's just that he's so, it's like the way that my nephew is comfortable fishing is how he views anything with a motor. So he doesn't, like, it's so second nature to him that, like, he was driving a Polaris, you know what that is? Like an open air buggy thing.
Okay.
He was driving it drifting on dirt tracks on a ranch, like going sideways, like fucking fast as shit in it, where you're like, oh, this is, most people would be like in those, right?
Okay.
Most people would be like, slow down, take it easy. He's drifting, like doing it sideways down these dirt things in a ranch. And everyone's holding on like this. But I also go like, oh, I don't feel like I'm in danger. Most people, I'd be like, we're going to die if you do this.
Yeah.
Because he's so proficient.
Yeah.
But
okay. So here's the question then. So I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with scoping out new things and see how it relates to stand up. Because I feel like what I've done with stand up is I've done this. I feel like I haven't really branched out and done too much different than what I do. Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm in a place where I go, I want to try newer things. I have a bit that I'm working on that's a little out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
But I've been watching other great people at what they do and trying to acknowledge how I can find an equivalent, or at least see a connection.
Yeah.
For instance, I talked about him a lot, but that guy Corey Henry that I went to his show last night.
Yeah.
He's a total jazz musician. He opened the show with Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard a rendition. I actually texted him and said, "You have to play that at my funeral." It was so fucking good. But I watched him and I went, when he plays a song, he'll take you here, like, and then go, ba 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 boom, ba ba, and then bring it slow, mm-hmm. and he'll play with it. And I was like, I don't know if I'd do that in stand up with racing or with fighting. When you watch, did you watch Sugar Sean O'Malley?
Yeah, well, I saw highlights of it. I didn't watch the fight live.
But when I watched him, I said, wow, that's a guy who really knows how to take his time, and not go for it, like, allows the moment to play out. Because that first round was as boring as watching me and Liam fuck. Mm-hmm. But he took his time and he didn't force the crowd who was fucking chanting to dictate his energy. He went, no, I'll tell you how this goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like I'm watching everything as an art form and trying to connect. So when you hang out with Jason Momoa and see him live, right? Because that guy lives weird.
The thing I get that you pick up from him is that people say this about people, but then you go like, oh, this is a real artist. Meaning
everything he does
is like he just like has ideas and he's like, I want to do this, and it's about like how he wants to design this space. Then he walks over here and he's like, you know what, I need to make a shirt that has like this type of fabric, and like that's an idea. I want to do a movie like this. And then he's like, cameras, he's like really into photography. Everything is art to that guy. He's a real like genuine artist.
Yeah,
so that's what I picked up from him, is that you can actually do art in anything, you know, like that's You're hanging out with an artist makes you feel more artistic.
Yeah, I want to hang out with more artists.
It's like, good for you.
My big thing was I want to be introduced to shit I haven't seen.
Yeah.
Like, because I think
the energy of artists is really great to be around. Because, like, I'll tell you, like, the energy of, like, finance people is a very specific energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't, like, promote those same feelings as, like, art. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of shuts you down. I feel like if you're hanging around like business people, you're like, okay, it's a different vibe. You get around artists and you start to feel different, and you want to be around it.
Let's break down. Do you believe that a construction worker is an artist?
Well, I mean, that's kind of, it's like a philosophical question, and like I get how you can answer it as
like, I'm trying to say, like, where does art end? This is a way too heady of a conversation. I should have spoken to join if we're gonna have this conversation. But where does art end? Because when you say businessman, I shut down with businessmen.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually get lost and I stop listening.
Sure.
And then I go, I do not understand you. I do not get you.
They're not artists.
No.
No. No.
But when you meet an artist, you go, like, it's interesting to see the way everything's a kind of a yes.
Yeah. Everything is an idea worth exploring to artists.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I had lunch yesterday with an artist.
Who?
A writer. But I'm saying, like, the energy of being around this guy was just awesome. And then, like, I bounced this idea. And then he immediately, this is the fun part. It's like when you're talking stand-up bits with a comic.
Yeah.
And they go, what about this? And what about this? He immediately was like, okay, what about this part of the story? What about this character? You know, like, he started to elevate the thing I was telling him. And I was like, oh, this is fun. It's exciting. You start to get, like, your creative juices going. And, like, let's talk about this more. You
know? I'm reading a book on Johnny Carson right now.
Uh-huh.
It's fucking awesome. I didn't realize what a shit show he was.
Yeah.
Like, real shit show. Complete and total alcoholic. Like, real fucking great tennis player.
Yeah.
Great tennis player. But, like, horrible with women. Him and his mom didn't have a relationship. He didn't have a relationship with his kids. It's really fascinating.
I like him.
Horrible with money. Horrible with money.
Really?
You know, he's getting paid $600 an episode on The Tonight Show before it popped. Because he just let someone run his contract and they go, defer payment. Not a big deal. And yeah, we'll get the money later. And then he got a lawyer, like this lawyer, Pushkin or Rushkin or whatever his name is. And this lawyer fucking came in and was like, yo, you're getting fucked. They have the Johnny Carson line of clothing.
Yeah.
And you're not you don't own it. Like, you're being paid as a model. Your manager owns that clothing company. I was like, I was like, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. A lot of Johnny Carson sounds like me.
Yeah.
All I'm doing is looking at when his liver failed.
Yeah.
Going, is that me? 82. Nice.
Somebody, so many people hit me up about your liver draining procedure. And here's the thing that I fucked up. I didn't realize that I said that it was in Belgium. Everyone was like, what the fuck? And then you told me it was Belfast, which made sense. Northern Ireland has,
first of all,
top of the line.
You know, that's the number one thing Googled about me is Bert Kreischer liver drainage. And then the next thing was Bert Kreischer's foot. Because apparently, I guess you said my foot got amputated. And then Bert Kreischer kidneys. And then and then I had to get in front of it and be like, bench 225 pounds. And then it was like Bert Kreischer's weightlifting regimen.
Yeah.
And I was like, fucking thank God.
Especially with the liver draining.
I almost fucked a dog just to get that out of my fucking feed.
Yeah.
You know the big one. I told you the big one.
What's that?
I mean, I hate to bring drama to her, but Taryn Manning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
She was licking someone's butthole.
She was dating a married dude, and she went on Instagram. Now, oddly enough, I follow Taryn Manning.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Taryn Manning's. And so
I thought I was watching a bit with how she was saying everything. I was like, is this a character? She's like, yeah, and I licked his butthole. Because he liked it.
Oh, like, man. He was fingering me on the ride to Newport. And I was like, all shit I'm into.
Yeah.
And then she's like, and Leanne can fucking suck my tit. And I was like, hey.
Leanne's such a bitch.
Fuck you, Leanne. Your husband likes his butthole licked. And I was like, easy, Taryn. Yeah. I'm not even doing it. And I'm like, shut your fucking mouth.
Shut up.
Keep it on the DL, woman. Fuck.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
I just wanted you to buy me a boat.
Yeah, I went to buy him a boat.
Dude, she'd be a fun chick to party with.
Oh, yeah.
She gets excited.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those. There's a lot of those Hollywood starlets that I fucking bet would be fun as fucked up hard. I wouldn't mind being around Drew Barrymore when she fell off the wagon and started drinking white wine again.
That'd be great. Was that recent?
No. I think she's been on the wagon since she was 13.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then when was she?
Well, I don't know when she does. Hit me up, Drew. Fucking. I would like to be with Gwyneth Paltrow on coke.
Yeah.
Like, because you know she has crazy ideas.
Yeah, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Gwyneth Paltrow on coke would be fun. Just like, or maybe just like a, like mushrooms.
Cause she's sober. Gwyneth, no fun.
I don't want to be brushed in a fucking sauna.
No.
But like mushrooms, Jenna. Or
so, sandwich wise.
I haven't had bread in a month.
Really?
I haven't had bread. I haven't had a carb in a month.
What's your go-to sandwich? Italian?
Yeah.
When you do Italian.
If you said Italian, I was thinking Italian this entire time.
Will you put dressing and mayo?
This is like talking to a sober person about their old partying days. Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to do this when someone's keto.
Okay. What's your favorite pasta?
Bro.
Come on. Do you have one?
Are you kidding me?
I'm
like asking a gay dude, what is he like sexually?
Do you have a number one?
Yeah.
What is it?
Carbonara. Without a fucking doubt. With the pasta noodles that have the little hole through them.
I keep being distracted by your tan. I'm serious.
It's pretty aggressive.
Yeah, I'm like, it's really.
I wore a jersey last night to Corey Henry's show just because I was so tan.
Yeah.
And my arms looked fucking great in it. Uh-huh. And I was like, and it was a light blue Hornets jersey.
Ooh.
And it was, I just looked fucking amazing.
Nice.
I looked so fucking cute. But I did look like a 17-year-old kid.
Where was the show?
At the fucking Hollywood Cemetery.
Cemetery?
Have you ever been there?
No.
Dude. I actually was sitting in there. I was a little high, and I was blown away at how beautiful. It's the Forever Cemetery and the Hollywood whatever. And it's a gorgeous. He's there tonight. He's doing a show tonight. If you want to go, I can get you tickets. He's supposed to stop by and say hi. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, but it's a beautiful, gorgeous Forever Cemetery. But like, go to the Masonic Lodge.
Oh.
Yeah, the Masonic Lodge. And so it's a Masonic Lodge, and it's fucking beautiful. It's very intimate, and he played the piano, and it was just like what, like you feel like a grown-up watching good music, you know?
Yeah.
I'm going to not feel like a grown-up watching Metallica. I'm going to feel like a child fucking headbanging and sneaking a vape pen next to my daughter. Band of Horses played there? I love Band of Horses. But yeah, I wore a jersey with my arms sewn. Just looked fucking sick.
Fucking so good.
Yeah, I looked so good. Like see the flaw on my tit right there.
Uh-huh.
When I'm spray tan, you can't even see it. It just looks like fucking great tits.
You got me convinced to try it. I'm gonna try it.
You
gotta
try it. I'm telling you. I'm gonna set you up with my girl.
Okay.
And she is so good. She does, and I wear a thong because that's the sexiest part is when you see your own tan lines and you get caught off guard. You're like, fuck, I was swimming in the sand tropes or whatever. I don't even know.
Okay.
Okay. Let's think of other things we could do for the live show that would be fun.
Okay.
So I would love to kill a pig.
Okay. We'll go hog hunting.
I would love to go hog hunting. We could do Florida shit. Oh, you know what we have to do? Rob Machado, hit me up. We have to go surfing in Waco.
That I'd love.
That's a done deal.
Up.
He hit me up. He's like, yo, don't talk shit and say we're planning a trip when we haven't even fucking planned the goddamn trip. He's like, fucking, you're getting cold feet? Let's go surfing. So I'm in Houston and Dallas in September. Can you find out when I'm in Houston and Dallas? Let's make it happen then.
Okay.
Let's make it happen then. Will you find out when I'm in Houston and Dallas? On the Tops Off World Tour. Here we go. Scroll down. Let's do it. Nope. Keep going. Yeah, scroll.
There's Dallas.
The Toyota Center. And
yeah, September 23rd and 24th.
And American Airlines. So, yeah. So, September, are you in town around the 20th?
I am. But, like, I know that Monday is the 25th, and I have to do something.
What do you have to do?
My mom's in town. It's fucking...
Bring her to Waco.
It's her birthday.
Oh, dude, surprise party. What about that Tuesday?
That I could probably do.
Okay. I'm going to hit a Rob Machado right now. Here. We're going to go that Tuesday. What date is that? The 26th? Oh, that works out perfect for me, Tom.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I'm going to Monday Night Football at the Bucks on Monday Night Football on the Bucks on the 25th.
Yeah.
I'll fly back to Texas.
It's in Tampa?
In Tampa. I'll fly back to Texas on Tuesday. We'll go surfing Tuesday or Wednesday. Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I go to Fresno on the 28th.
Actually,
that's fucking perfect.
September. Yeah, doing the 27th Wednesday would be even better.
Let's do the 27th. I'm texting Rob Machado
right now. I can commit to that. Let's do it.
Let's see. Fuck me. I hate that I can't see anything.
Yeah, me too. I wear glasses all the time.
Would you rather have lost your vision or your sight?
Vision or my sight?
Would you rather lose your vision or your hearing? Like as you get older. Which one would you rather to go first?
Probably hearing, dude. Vision's really rough to lose.
I forget, man. I forget about this fucking podcast is that you say something about someone and they hear it.
Yeah, they do.
Like Gwyneth Paltrow is going to be like, yo, dude, I have so many mushrooms.
Really?
Do you want some?
Maybe.
You know who they're from?
No.
Joey Diaz.
He has.
Can you bring me over some Joey's mushrooms? I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this.
Sure.
Okay, whatever. Joey makes mushrooms.
He does?
Yeah. What did I say? September 27th?
Yeah.
I just texted him. Yeah, Joey's got, he sent me like 15 pounds of weed and a cuntload of mushrooms.
He did?
Dude, do you need weed for your stay here?
No, I'm good.
I have so much weed.
I'm good.
It's amazing. It's the chocolate bars. Yeah, where are the chocolate bars? Fuck. You know, you put things away these days and shit goes sideways.
They're chocolate bar mushrooms?
Yeah, and you just take one little square and they're fucking amazing.
They are?
We've had a problem with them over here.
How long does it last?
Not that long. 4 hours. Okay. Technically two, but we can't find them. We'll find them for the way out. So let's talk about. So we'll go surfing. We'll go surfing. We go hog hunting. Those are two really great episodes.
Let's do it.
Things into putting a live show.
So
when are we doing the live show?
I think we should do one. We can either do one.
I can't do it this year.
Then we can do it.
Or should we do one this year? I said we do one this year, and then I said we do one at the end of the beginning of the next year.
You want to do like a holiday season one?
Yeah. Oh yeah. We should do a Christmas one.
You could do that.
We'll do a Christmas one, and then we'll do one like for Valentine's Day or something like that.
Yeah.
I love those live shows. They're so much more fun.
They're...
Oh, shut up. Oh, wait. Save him. Save him.
Let's...
Yeah, we should wrap this
up. Let's wrap it up.
Did Corey ever come by?
In a minute or two.
Oh, okay. Oh, we'll have him stop by for whatever fucking...
Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's take a quick... Well, let's take a break. And then
take a break and we'll do another one of these?
Yeah, let's do it.
Is there anything we forgot to talk about?
I mean, we didn't land on what we could kill totally, but I think we're going to get there. I think we're going to go hog hunting.
Hog hunting.
You didn't tell me your favorite sandwich.
Hold on. Let's wrap this up. Hog hunting. Surfing with Rob Machado. And then I say we... is for sandwiches, the sandwich that will break my fast.
Yeah.
Italian. Lots of drizzle on it.
Yeah.
I need peppers of all different types. And I need double the meat. And I need to sit in the back seat for like an extra 30 minutes to get a little soggy.
A little soggy, yeah.
My mouth's watering.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
All right.
I think we'll celebrate soon.
Let's celebrate with a sandwich.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, I love you.
All right, I love you too.
Bert and Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.